I am different than the others. Have you ever had these kind of thoughts? The thing is, that can be true. Your personality can be different from the people you have around you, from the people in your family, from your friends, from the people in your sports club or also your colleagues. But there is nothing wrong with you. It can just be that your personality is different. But understanding and accepting your own personality is a key thing to strengthen your self-esteem, to accept yourself, and to also describe your personality much better. And how you can understand your own personality and express who you really are. This is what we are talking about in this podcast episode, where I will introduce to you 5 different tools to discover and to describe your own personality. Hello and welcome to this new episode of the podcast Spotlight Your True Self, in which we will talk again about the topic of self-confidence and self-esteem. And in this episode, it will both become a bit scientific, but also a bit spiritual, because I will introduce to you 5 different tools how you can discover and how you can describe your personality type. And 3 of these tools are scientific or come from psychology, have been developed in a scientific way from psychologists. And the other 2 tools are more from the spiritual angle. And let's see if you're open for that. And all of these tools are tests that you can find online that you can do for yourself. For each of these 5 tests, I will put you a link into the show notes. So if you have the feeling one of those tools, one of those tests speaks to you the most and you would like to try it out, then just go to the show notes, click on the link and yeah, discover your personality. And I hope you will get some great insights. And that's actually the reason why I wanted to do this podcast episode talking about personality tests, talking about these tools, because I have heard that so often and I also had that experience myself, that you can think about yourself, there is something wrong with me because I have the feeling I'm so different from the people around me. I feel like everyone is, I don't know, rational, outgoing, or has an interest for something, and I am not. I am so different. I have the feeling I would naturally behave in a different way, and then you have the feeling you don't fit in and there's something wrong with you. And then I have seen when I have done these personality tests myself, and also when I talk to friends and let them discover these things as well, that they have looked on the outcomes of these personality tests and they were like, yes, exactly, this is how I am and this describes me so well. And then also like, hey, if this description exists like online in the world wide web, it's nothing wrong with me. So there must be other people in this world that exactly fit to the same description, because this is just one personality type out of many. And I am like this. I now have the words for that. I know and I see how I can describe myself better. And yes, there are obviously other people who fit exactly the same description. So hey, that's great. And then also having these insights, okay, maybe I know now what to pay more attention to whenever I get to know new people. When I want to attract new friends, when I go and search for a new job, like what are the personalities that are fitting to my own, or also in dating, for example, there it is also very crucial that you are able to understand your own personality and to know a little bit, okay, what fits to that, or maybe also which challenges can come if I meet a person which is totally different. Or then, of course, in a job interview, I think that's a very usual question. If you go to a job interview that you are asked from a recruiter, how would you describe your personality? Or also, what are your strengths and weaknesses? And these are all things that you can get out of doing these kind of personality tests. So I have discovered for myself, it just takes a couple of minutes. All of these tests you can do online. Of course, there are always possibilities to dive much deeper into the matter. But just doing these tests, reading through the result, it's maybe an effort of 15, 20, 30 minutes maximum, and you get insights out of that you really have the feeling, yes, this is who I am, this is how I am, this is what describes my character best. And I get that feeling, yes, I understand myself with this, I can accept myself with that, there is nothing wrong with me, there is a good description for that. And therefore I think these tools are so helpful, and therefore I would like to introduce them to you now. So, okay, we start right in with the first one. The first one is the so-called DISC model. And maybe you have heard of that already before, because also I know many companies, many employers are doing this kind of test with their people to group the colleagues a little bit, like, okay, who belongs to which group. And this test, or the, let's say, the outcome of this test is relatively simple. These tests groups people into four colors. So this DISC model is about four types of people, or four types of personalities, which are indicated by the colors red, yellow, green, or blue. And the red color, if you are the red type, that stands for dominance, that stands for success, that stands for power and also money. So that these are the things that are very important for those, for such a personality type. The yellow type, this is more for initiative, for fun, for energy, for creativity. The green type is most attracted by constancy, constant things, harmony, also values like team spirit or family feeling and being together. And the blue type is the data-driven and fact-driven type. So very rational thinking, fact and data-oriented, paying a lot of attention to rules, logic, rationality is a very high value of that type. The second personality test that I would like to introduce to you here is the so-called Enneagram test. And this is a psychological test that is describing nine types of, it says it's about nine functional types of human psychology. So based on the mental, the emotional, and the intuitive behavior of a person. And this Enneagram test distinguishes between nine personality types, and I will just read them here to you. So you can be the reformer, the helper, the achiever, the individualist, the investigator, the loyalist, the enthusiast, the challenger, or the peacemaker. And these nine personality types are arranged in a circle in that order that I have just read to you. And if you are, for example, an individualist, you can always have wings either to the left or to the right side. So you can be an individualist with a little bit the touch of an achiever, or you can be an individualist with the other, basically the neighbor on the other side, so with the touch of an investigator. And I have very much enjoy doing these tests because you have not just the possibility to find online a description about your own personality type, but if you're, for example, also dating at the moment, there are very, very nice descriptions online which or how, like, let's say 2 out of these 9 personality types would fit together in a relationship. So let's say if you have that helper personality type, how would the constellation be with all these 9 other personality types? So what could be challenges? How would the couple fit together? So it was really, really interesting for me to read that. Then the third personality test is about the 16 personalities. So this is this Myers-Briggs model. Maybe you have heard of that before. And the idea of this personality test about 16 different personalities is that they have created a matrix, like it's a 4x4 dimensional model. So 4x4 equals to 16. And it's a kind of an either or approach. So you have these 4 dimensions, and out of these 4 dimensions, you can either be one or the other. So the first dimension is that you are either an introvert or an extrovert. Of course, it's always kind of a scale, and there are always different nuances how extrovert or how introvert people actually are. But it's simplifying that a little bit, that out of these tests you get a result. Are you more extrovert or are you more introvert? The second dimension is how you are processing information and how you are dealing with information. So you can be the sensing type, which is very focused on reality, again, very much focused on data and facts, or you can be the intuitive type, which is more, processing the impressions that you have in your life and also using your fantasy a little bit more. Then the third dimension is about how you make decisions. This can either be the thinking side. So you can be on the thinking side. It's also meaning you're thinking very, very rationally when you make decisions. Or the other side is the feeling side. So you are making decisions based on your emotions, or you're listening to your gut feeling, for example. There might not be a rational explanation for your decision, but you have the gut feeling you have to do it, so you do that. That would more be that feeling side. And the fourth dimension is how you are dealing with the outside world. You can be more on the judging side, but it is not meant in a negative context here. It's just that it means you have a clear picture about the structure of the society or the structure of a company, about the rules, what it means to comply to them. And based on this, you are basically judging or dealing with your outside world. Or the other side of that, or the other option in this dimension would be you are more on the perceiving side, how you are dealing with information or information in the outside or the world around you, so that you are more open, more flexible, more adaptable. And these 16 personality types, each of them comes with a description. So there can be the architect, there can be the protagonist. I'm a protagonist, this is just what now comes to my mind. But very often you also see these shortcuts like ENTJ, which then stands for extrovert, intuitive, thinking, judging. Or you can have an ISFP for introvert, sensing, feeling, perceiving. And if you're dating for the moment, maybe you have noticed that this is also what Tinder allows you to put in your profile. So this is now, I don't know if that feature is still there or how long that feature has been existing, but Tinder was allowing that you can put this information into your profile, that you are seeing these shortcuts, that you are personality type ENTJ, for example, yourself. And then if you know a little bit what that means and you see that about other people, that you can already guess a little bit, okay, what kind of character is that person, what is important for them. So of course you can also find all these things online, so you can read a little bit, okay, how is that person behaving in different situations, how she might behave in his or her everyday life, how he or she is reacting to challenges. So it's also, it's very, very interesting, not just figuring that out for yourself, but then also if you know that about another person, to also have a little bit of an explanation, and then noticing, okay, here comes a challenge, okay, now I understand why he or she is doing that. That was the 16th personality type based on the Myers-Briggs model. And of course, also you can find the link for testing yourself in the show notes. Then the fourth model or the fourth tool that I would introduce to you now, and now we are moving a little bit away from the, let's say, modern psychological scientific approach into something, maybe something nowadays controversial, but also quite old, and maybe much more accepted in the old days, or like a couple of hundred years ago, where astrology was still part of what was taught in many, many universities in Europe. And I know that nowadays a lot of people in our rational world, it is like, no, this is kind of bullshit, and this is nothing true, and hey, you don't really read your horoscope, right? So I was a bit of the same opinion still a couple of years ago. I mean, I'm a physicist by background, so I was like very much on this very, very rational thinking. Astrology, if somebody would have mentioned that to me, I would like, oh no, get away with that. But actually now I just then met a couple of people during the last years who always mentioned that topic to me and to introduce that a little bit to me. And then actually when I read about it, and when I also just tested out of fun, hey, what would be the outcome there for myself, I actually noticed, ooh, there is a lot of truth in that. And it's quite fascinating, because these astrological models, they are based on your birth date, but then also on your birth time and the place where you were born. And I think the birth date, this is the most simple example. This is what everyone knows. So based on your birth date, you have that astrological sign, so that you are an Aquarius or an Aries or a Capricorn and these things like this. But this is actually called, when you go a little bit deeper into the matter, this is actually called the sun sign. So it's, I think this is quite logical. So it's based on the position of the sun, or the constellation between the sun and the earth at the time when you were born. So basically the month and the date, this is according to where the sun is standing right now. So based on that, you have that sun sign. And astrology says that this sun sign is your fundament. So this is kind of your fundamental personality. And maybe you have had these kind of thoughts already, that you know people who are born in the same month, or they have the same astrological sign, and they're actually completely different. And I think this is also why a lot of people conclude, hey, it cannot be true. You cannot say, oh, an Aquarius is always like this, or a Cancer is always like this, because you see these nuances from people, and that they might be very, very different. But then what I have also observed for myself, and then especially as a child, and then it also made sense to me that astrology says that sun sign is more the fundament, and like especially as a child, you are much more, or your personality is much more based on this astrological sun sign. When I was in school, and maybe same thing if you now think about it, happened to you. When I was in school, the friends that I had, they had their birthdays always around the same time. Or let's say there was always a certain period of the year where I was invited a lot to birthday parties of my friends. And then there were periods where nothing took place because nobody of my friend had a birthday. So I had a lot of friends, they had birthday in January, in February, maybe in March, and then again around October, November, but nothing in between, funnily. And I don't know if this is coincidence. I just, when I talked about it to friends, I've also heard it from other people that they noticed, like, hey, yeah, this is actually true. So there is no, I don't have friends who have birthdays constantly distributed over a year. There is kind of a certain cluster, but this is then based on the birth date and what is determining your astrological sun sign. But then there are also two more things that astrology deals with to describe your whole personality. And the second thing is the so-called ascendant. And then there is the third one, the moon sign. And the ascendant and the moon sign, they are not just determined by your birth date, but also your exact birth time and the place where you have born. So it's then also a factor where the moon is standing at the time of your birth, because it's a very close, not planet, but a very close object to the Earth that of course also determines and influences a lot of things on our planet, like the tide, as you know, for example. So the ascendant in astrology, this is then more the component. Or it's also, it's based on these astrological signs. So you can be, for example, your astrological sun sign can be an Aquarius, but your ascendant can be a Scorpion. And a Scorpion has a different personality. And what the ascendant is saying, that you're coming, in that example, you're born as an Aquarius, but in over your lifetime, you are developing more into a Scorpion. So you are adopting more and more characteristics that actually a Scorpion has. And then the third one is the moon sign, which is then additionally to that, concretely describing your emotional side. So really dealing how you are with your emotions, if it comes to very positive situations or also very challenging situations, how do your emotions come through? And this is then also one out of these 12 astrological signs that can determine this. So with these three types, you can then also explain a bit why people that are born in a month or in the same month, or they have the both astrological sun sign, why they are so different. Because they might have different ascendants and also different moon signs. But once again, even if you don't really believe in that, just doing that for fun, just for trying it out, if you know your exact birth date, of course, but then also the exact birth time and your birthplace. You can find these tools as well freely online, just entering your data and then looking what comes out of that, and maybe you still will recognize yourself in that. And also the same if you do that with your partner, for example. And then of course, and with astrology, there is a lot of material that describes, okay, what what astrological signs and which constellation of astrological sign, ascendant, moon sign go very well together in a relationship and for others and can get to conflict. So it can be really, really fun reading that. And the fifth tool that I would like to mention here, and this is now nothing that I can describe in detail because it's very complex. This tool is called Human Design. And Human Design is combining parts or the knowledge of astrology with a lot of other old knowledge, especially coming from the Asian region, so from India, from China, so combining that astrological knowledge with the chakra doctrine. So if you're doing yoga, you know that you have different, or yoga assumes that you have different chakras in your body, different energy centers, and then also the idea of yoga is to open them, to let them flow, to free them. So these chakras also define the energy centers in the Human Design. And then there are other influences from the old Chinese or traditional Chinese medicine, which defines your whole Human Design chart and which is kind of the blueprint of your soul that you have when it assumes that your soul incarnates into your body, arrives in this world, arrives on this planet, and what determines your personality as well. And I cannot go into the details here because, first, I don't know everything. It's a very, very complex field. But I will have an interview guest in the next two podcast episodes. Her name is Katharina. She has migrated to Bali 1 or 2 years ago, and she has an education in Human Design. She's a coach, she's a mentor, and she's doing Human Design readings. And with her, we will discuss everything about that. So if you're interested, stay tuned. The next two episodes will be about how you can find out for yourself what your purpose is in this life, where your own journey should go, and how especially Human Design can help you with that. And I hope with these five tools, I have given to you an overview. If you would like to discover more about your own personality, you have some possibilities where to start. So maybe choose one out of these five, just click on the link, get started. So they are all for free. And then if you would like to connect with me on LinkedIn or on Instagram, or if we are connected already, I would be really, really happy if you could drop me a message, either a direct message or as a comment under the post for this podcast episode, just to let me know what was the outcome for you, and what were your insights that you have gotten? Were there any surprises, or is it just that you finally have the feeling, yes, exactly, finally I have words for how I feel, how I see myself, and this is also what I can use whenever I go to a job interview or also for dating, for example. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope you had some inspiring insights on your journey to spotlight your true self. If you don't want to miss the next episode, then please subscribe to this podcast, and you would make me very happy if you would give this podcast a rating if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and if you would recommend this podcast to your friends, to your family, to your colleagues, or whoever where you think this person would find support in the topics that I am discussing here. If you would like to follow me on social media, you can find me on LinkedIn and on Instagram under @michaela.kettner.fi. And if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you can find, of course, all the contact details in the show notes of this podcast.